So there's a documentary set to premiere at Sundance this year, 2019, about Miles Davis, the legendary jazz trumpeter. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to take a little bit of a deeper look. In 1926, Miles was born into an affluent family in Alton, Illinois. His father, also named Miles, was a dentist, and his mother, Cleota, was a music teacher. In 1927, the family moved to East St. Louis. Miles had an older sister and a younger brother. While all three kids showed an early talent for music, only Miles really pushed it. He played in local jazz bands as a teenager, and in 1944, he decided to move to New York City to continue his quest for a musical career. By day, he attended the Institute of Musical Arts, later known as Juilliard. By night, he was fully immersed in the New York jazz scene, checking out artists and occasionally playing. Soon, Miles left the Institute of Musical Arts and just went full-time playing jazz music. Within a few years, he had established friendships with many of the jazz legends, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Clark Terry. He had also established himself as an amazing trumpet player by then, and he wound up in Charlie Parker's band. In the 1950s, Miles had become a successful and well-respected jazz band leader. His brand of jazz was called cool, meaning it evoked a laid-back attitude and was a break from the fast-paced hot jazz of the 1940s. In the 60s, his legacy grew even larger. In addition to his music, he was known as a stylish and outspoken personality. By the end of the 60s, Davis's music underwent a dramatic shift with an album called Bitches Brew. Influenced by his friendship with rock musician Jimi Hendrix, his new music was a strange and exotic mix of jazz, rock, and funk. Bitches Brew went on to become the biggest selling jazz album in history. In the 70s, Miles went silent for a few years. He struggled with drug addiction and illness, but he returned in the 80s to release more successful albums such as Aura, The Man with the Horn, and Star People. In 1991, Miles died of pneumonia. At the time of his passing, he was working on an album that combined jazz with hip-hop, and it was set to release in 1992 with the title Doobop. A little fun fact about Miles Davis. In 1985, he made a guest appearance on the TV show Miami Vice, where he played a pimp. Anyways, that's my quick look at Miles Davis's life. I highly recommend typing his name into Spotify and just letting it go. Thanks again for listening, guys, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.